Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Arena Vincent back up in here. Arena of Life podcast. How y'all doing out there? Let's see how long I can get this done without getting interrupted by some radio traffic. There's a hint where I'm doing this at. But anyway, man, I just want to say what's up to everyone. Shout out to all the listeners from around the world. You know what? I think I'm kind of making a bigger deal than it really is. Like, because I was thinking like people are listening to this podcast right now, but it doesn't get like tracked. But now the harsh reality of it all, I think I'm just kind of like blowing up my own numbers. You know what I mean? Like, because I'll tell you, like, how many times someone has listened to an episode. But I think the way Anchor does it is it only tells you how many times they listen to it if they're using the Anchor app itself. You know? I want to hope it's like that. Because I don't think it tracks how much listens it gets on other apps. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Google, Apple podcast, you know, whatever, you know, I think they have they have other apps that people listen to your stuff on, because I know it tracks that to a point, but I don't think it goes into your total plays. Like, you know, if you used Anchor before, you know what I'm talking about, if you're a creator. If not, it's just basically kind of like, it tells you like how many times they get played, but I think it only tells you that if they use the Anchor app. Because you can also listen to these to my podcast on Spotify as well. And I think if people listen to it on Spotify, they don't... I don't know if it counts. You know what I mean? So that's why. Because I've listened... You know, I've listened to my own podcast a couple times, like on Apple Podcast thing. And I don't think it records like, oh, your thing's been listened to that much. So I don't know. I hope that I am right that people are listening to it and that just those numbers don't get like reported or you know, or they do to a point, because but who knows. But I'm still gonna keep doing the podcast, guys. I like it. I do it. Just sometimes I get frustrated. I know last episode I put the whole process, and if you did listen to it, I did tell you that I've recorded sessions where I've just deleted them because I said things like I didn't want to say or I didn't want to put out there. And it's not that I'm afraid of, like, oh, you're afraid of the repercussions or you're afraid of what people think of you. No, it's not like that. It's just, I don't want to say afraid. It's just I don't want the extra bullshit that comes along with it sometimes. Oh, so then you're afraid. No, I'm not afraid. It's just sometimes, like I said, my podcast, if I want to go political or if I want to go down that route, I'll go down that route. I've done it before a little bit. But again, I say it and, it does kind of, hopefully you're not hearing the AC in the background. If you are, I apologize. but it's kind of like that, man. Like, if I go political, I get what that's going to do. It's going to alienate people. But anything we do can alienate someone. Like, if you're, you know, say you like, you know, you're looking at beautiful women on Instagram, and somebody finds out that you're looking at beautiful women on Instagram, that can alienate them. They can be like, oh, why are you looking at bitches on Instagram for? You're married, or you have a girlfriend, or you have a boyfriend, or you whatever the fuck. You know, that can alienate people. That's like a big stretch, but you know what I mean. Like, I can go further into the more weirder details of people doing stuff. So, yeah, you can alienate people. People can be turned off by that. So I get it. But, yeah, But I hope this is getting listened to, and it's just the numbers are not getting reported back because it's not a direct listen on Anchor. I hope so. But if not, hey, it's all good. I know certain episodes are only going to get listened to maybe once or twice, and one of them is from me, sadly. But it's like that, man. It's not easy. Like, that's the whole point. Like, when we see a lot of celebrities now, I noticed a lot of celebrities have podcasts now, you know, musicians or rappers, they have their own podcasts now, ex-athletes have their own podcasts now, and to me, that's cool. Like, the more the merrier. Like I said, is it saturated? Of course it's saturated. Like, the whole podcast game is deeply saturated. Like, people are making podcasts just because. And then sometimes people abandon it, or some people make like a podcast that only has 4 episodes and that's it. That was that like idea or that TV show for them. You know what I mean? So, and that's cool too. Like I said, you know, and it's so much, like I said, time is what we all have in common. We all have the same amount of time. We have 24 hours to do stuff in a day, correct? We just do it differently. Some people work at night. Some people work during the day. Some people work in the afternoon. Or some people don't even work. Some people do other things. You know what I mean? It's just all what you can fit in. And I think that's what some people like to do, is multitask. Because what I mean by that is you're trying to fit in as much as you can fit in while you're doing other things. Like, say if you're at work and your job is a sit-down job, and you can be on, and you're allowed to be on your phone, because there is fucking jobs out there that, oh, you can't have your phone on property or in special areas. You know how it goes. And you can't, how would I say this? You can't do certain things. And then, my bad, guys. All the time when I start doing, I start yawning. but there's things that you can do. Like, you can edit your videos while you're at work. You know, you can create, you know, content or fix pictures or do stuff. And, but yeah, like I said, I did get interrupted. So heard that ready. I mean, I'm probably going to edit it out. Hopefully it lets me, but I put part one. That's part one segment, guys. That's it. But nah. What I was gonna say was that, so we can multitask, and I think that's what we like to do. Some people do, but then some people hate doing that shit. They like to focus on one thing, and I'm not saying, hey, go lose your job because you're editing your YouTube video while you're fucking driving a forklift. No. Or you're editing a YouTube video when you're supposed to be unloading a truck, or you're posting your TikToks when you're supposed to be looking to monitoring security cameras and that. An area that you have to be looking. You know what I mean? I'm not saying, hey, if it's an empty fucking parking lot and it's only your car in there, but still, you know, I get you. And I'm not telling workers or people out there to fucking totally abandon their job or to not do what they're at work to do just to benefit their other hobbies. Nah, that's not about that. But if you can fit it in and you can do it professionally, why not? Like, that's the way I look at it. You know, I'm not saying fucking, you know, when you're at work, lock all the doors and fucking film a fucking crazy video. No, I'm not saying that. But, you know, you do what you got to do. And plus, you got to understand your work's policies and all that. Because you don't want to get in trouble later if you're doing videos or doing shit, you know, revealing things. To me, if you're not revealing the location of where you're working by your video, then what the fuck? You can't harm nobody. But I get it. Everybody has rules and all that. But yeah, so when I bring that up, it's just the multitaskings of what we do in life. Some people are good at it and some people are not good at it. You know, even just multitasking work-wise, you know, like answering phones and typing at the same time. You know what I mean? Or giving directions while on the phone with someone else at the same time. Or talking to multiple people at the same time. Or, you know, searching, you know, for instance, like security field. So, you know, I just relate to it because I do what I do every day of my life in a way. Like searching people's bags, but at the same time making sure people are scanning their badge in, or, you know what I mean, like doing things at the same time, multitasking. So yeah, so I bring that up because, you know, in life, we only have a certain amount of time. We all have that. That's the thing we have equally. The rich have the same amount of time as we do. You know what I mean? And I'm talking about in general, life in general. I can say if the rich guy paid someone else to get some extra time to do certain things, that's different. But like in general, I'm talking about the grand scheme of things, life, the TikTok of life, you know, the clock that goes on, the fucking sunrise and the moonrise and all that, we all have the same amount of time, baby. It's just what we get to do with it. That either makes it fun, makes it miserable, sucks, is cool, is delightful, is something, you know? But that's why I bring it back to what I was talking about now. was this, you know, hopefully I do get listens, people are listening. And if you are, the only thing I ask, you know, like I keep telling people, if you listen, just rate, review on whatever app you're listening to. If you're listening on the website or on the web browser, because that's what it says a lot of my traffic comes from, or other, you know, that's cool, man. Just let me know. And I'm thinking of even making a SoundCloud account and uploading all my on my podcast episodes to SoundCloud as well, so make that available just for people to listen to. That'd be cool. Why not, you know? It's the Arena of Life with your homie Arena Vincent, with Arena Vincent, the podcast official name. But yeah, man, but that's what I want to talk about. And I want other things to talk about, man. Like, yeah, the month of May is already passed. We're in June. So that's why I'm recording, because like I said, I try to do as many episodes as possible, but now sometimes I just jot it down to once a month right now, you know, once a month. Because like I said, I want to, when I record, like, see, that's the problem with me, and we can go back to the process. Is this process number two, part two, guys? The problem with me is I don't sit down and focus on one thing. Like, you know, when you see people doing podcasts, they have their setup, right? They got their mics, they got the ear, you know, they got the headphones, their earbuds, they got all sorts of shit ready to go. And what are they doing? You know, and it's a setup, and they're taking time to do it. Me, like I said, sometimes I record podcasts when I'm driving home or driving to work and stuff. And so so that's why I'll cut them short. Like, I'll be 16 minutes in, and then, hey, I'm pulling into the gas station, guys. Let me end this segment now, you know, or I'm pulling into the house. I'm in the front driveway, and I'm just talking still. And, hey, I need to get my ass in the house now, you know. So that's what happens to me. So that, I think that's my issue now, is dedicating time and actual space for it. Even when I do videos, you know, like people who do videos, sometimes they have their own little special spot, special setup and all that. I don't really have that. I do have, like, what do you call those? Stands or, what the fuck are those things called?
Not stands. Yeah. Yeah, like, you know.
Cell phone holders. Yeah, again, I get it. Some people use better camera technology as well. They use actual cameras, digital cameras instead of phones or whatever. But the phone still does a good job, guys. I ain't knocking it, you know? But yeah, they have their stand set up. They have their whole setup, you know, like their setup. And they do their videos, and you recognize that little room, or maybe they got a green screen up so they can put whatever the fuck they want on the background. That's cool and all that. But I get it. So me, it's just more me. For me, it's just raw sometimes. That word, you know? No, to me, sometimes it's just like that, man. Like, I like doing edits too, but it does take up a lot of time, and sometimes I'm like, just put it out there. What am I talking about? Believe me, guys, I do. When I talk about my sports and sports picks and playoff picks that I do want to put graphics, at least, like, images of the fucking teams I'm talking about, at least their logos and shit. But I never do that, because I always last minute about everything. So it is, like, it is a little dedication. It's dedication to what you want to achieve. Like, for instance, if I want this podcast to fucking pop off and go worldwide, and, you know, we're already worldwide anyway. You know, we got listeners in Canada and Germany and Mexico and Sri Lanka and Philippines, you know. There's my voice, you know, there's that arrogant voice. But nah, it's cool. Like, to me, I appreciate it, but to me, it's just another way of expressing myself or talking. Because believe me, guys, I talk to myself a lot, and I get frustrated when I don't catch these thoughts, recording these, some of the thoughts I got, man, because they're so good. Some of them are so beautiful. Some of them are so cool and so different, but I don't record them because I know I can just always pop in the earbud and talk, but guess what? I lost my earbuds, or I just misplaced them. I didn't lose them. Probably in the fucking car. And stuff like that. And there's always outside factors, again. And that's why it goes back to, are you going to dedicate space and time to do this, or you're always going to try to mix it in and multitask? Because I think that's what you're going to get out of it. And so I understand that. So that's why, you know, like, if people always talk shit on me and say, oh, you only got like 3 listens, or damn, this episode only got 1 listen, or, you know, or whatever they want to bring up, I'll say, yeah, because I put in the effort that I'm going to get out of it. You know what I mean? Like, so if I put in the effort, like, oh, here you go, here's a podcast episode, I talked about stuff, there you go, boom. And it doesn't even get 10 listens or 1 listen, I'll be okay. That's fine, you know, because at the end of the day, there is so much out there. What makes you special? You know, what brings people to you? And I get it. Like, we can always ask our friends and our family to support us and say, hey, friend and family, can't you give me a listen? or just click on it and view and just pretend like you listen. Some will do that, some won't. Some won't even do that. You know why? But it's at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they're still your friends and your loved ones. But it's just like that. You know, it's just something that we call upon and be like, oh, you're my friend, you're supposed to watch, you're supposed to listen. You know, how come you're not listening to my shit? Or if you don't like it, you don't like it. It's just like a mixed bag. Is it discouraging sometimes? Like for instance, my YouTube channel. I have like, oh, we're almost close to 140 subscribers on there, baby. Almost. So it's good, you know? So people who subscribe, hopefully they don't back out and unsubscribe. But it is close. And what was I going to say? Yeah, for instance, so I have 139 subscribers. I don't get 139 views on each video. Like, if you go by, oh, where's my subscribers at? Shouldn't they listen or watch my videos? No, because how it works is if they're not into that video, they're not going to watch it. Or if they miss it, say they don't really go on YouTube a lot or whatever. It is what it is, man. That's why I look at it and I don't get mad about it. Because even when I look at my YouTube studio, a little app, it tells me that most of my viewership is from non-subscribers, which is all good to me. To me, I just tell people to subscribe because, of course, I'd love to see the number go up. That's the truth. But at the end of the day, too, it's, you know, if you listen, you want to watch, you want to watch. I get it, man. There's things that you like to watch better over what am I going to present to you? Or there's something that I may be talking about that you don't really are into. And that's the way it goes. So, but yeah. But see, this all stems from like the how Anchor does their thing. And hopefully my podcast is really being listened to. And it's just not the percentage of everything together. You know, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I kind of keep up hope. But then sometimes I tell myself, nah, it's probably that it's just the vast number of listens that I have total. That's how they break down the percentage of, like, people from different countries listening and all that. But if it's like that, it's like that, man. I'll just still smile and still do what I got to do. And because I like to talk about things with y'all. You know, because, again, it's the arena of life, baby. We're going to go through different arenas, you know, different things in life, man. And so that's why I'm talking about that. But, yeah, I still want to say shout out to all the listeners from around the world that are listening. If you did listen or whatever. Spotify, you know, whatever. Like I said, rate and review on whatever you are listening this podcast on. If you're listening on some weird app or some random app that picks it up, rate and review my shit if it's there. I mean, my podcast, my bag. But, yeah, man. But what I wanted to talk about really is I was going to name the segment really was going to be called Get There Early. Get There Early, guys. Because I'm going to keep it real, man. I was feeling a little down and out sometime lately. Just not in a way depressed, but just how everything adds up sometimes in life. You kind of look at it and like, damn, you know, sometimes you want to have a pity party for yourself too. And I get that. That's good and bad. I say it's good because at least you release whatever you got to release. Like if you got to cry, you're going to cry. If you're going to yell and scream, you're going to yell and scream because you got to release that shit sometimes. Because life sometimes can be so goddamn annoying and so fucking hard that you gotta do what you gotta do, you know? And if I do get interrupted again, sorry guys. I have a feeling see, that's the problem. See, this is me trying to fit in this podcast into my schedule instead of making a schedule for the podcast. And you can only get away with that for so much, but again, it's a sacrifice you're gonna make. Like, for instance, like, if I don't want to listen to music when I'm driving home, I won't listen to music and I'll do my podcast. Or if I don't want to listen to other podcasts while I'm driving home, I don't need to, and then I'll go jump and keep recording shows after shows after shows. And then someone's going to say, well, why don't you do that? I did do that. That's how I got this podcast off the floor. I did that a lot. And then, you know, I realized, hey, I want to listen to other stuff sometimes. I don't want to hear myself talk. You know, but it is what it is, man. It's a pretty trippy thing how things work out. But that's what you see. And then that's what I was going to say, too. Saturation of the podcast game is out there. You know, a lot of people have it. And to me, more success to you, man. Like, what's wrong like I've mentioned it before, like when the whole pandemic hit, right? You know, COVID-19 and all that. And you saw that everybody got stay-at-home orders or stay at home, don't go to work if it's not essential, whatever. And you saw like ESPN, Fox Sports, like just I'm just using sports in general because I love sports. You saw these motherfuckers; they weren't going into the radio studio no more. You know, they were fucking still doing shows from their fucking house. Doing either Zoom calls or a conference call and is still recording a fucking radio show. You know? Without all the professional equipment and all that. They probably had a producer still in the studio to, you know, to launch all the shit they gotta launch. But that's the funniest shit I've ever thought of. And I'm sitting back here and I'm seeing these guys fucking in their houses still doing a show. And that's when it hit me. It's like, you can do this, man. Anybody can do a podcast. It's what you bring to the table, what kind of character you are, what kind of thing you're talking about, and what, like I said, what you're talking about is the main thing. And then, like, who are you? Because you can come out as a nobody, but if you have charisma, character, something, a voice, if you got a deep voice or a cool voice, you know, you can probably get far, you know. Nah, but you can probably go far. You can probably go far. But, yeah, but, and it's funny, man, so that's why I said, why not do one, you know, why not do one? And I've done vlogs before, too. I think I have 2 vlogs on my YouTube channel. I have 2 of them, and that was cool, too, and I can't believe one of them got a couple views, like, more than normal views, and that was just me talking, and I was like, you know what, now I get why some of these podcasters or radio shows have a camera filming that radio show, because that basically all it is. Sometimes they might pander to the camera, you know, do more hand gestures or look at the camera or do whatever they got to do. But at the end of the day, they are still recording a podcast. They're still using their voice more than important anything, you know, but that's the cool part. So it's like, yeah, this is possible, guys, but for me, it's always about, it's about making time to do it, not putting your life around it. It's scheduling a specific time for it to get it done, and I think a lot of people had that issue as well. And I think I know I went back and forth about subjects, but I really wanted to talk about being down and out too. The month of May really changed me in a way. I'm not saying I cured. I'm not saying I had a deep problem, but I'm not saying I cured either. But you know. The month of May can change somebody. I mean, it changed me to a point where, you know, I didn't hit rock bottom. I'm not a drunk. I mean, what the fuck? I'm not a, you know, sad or super depressed or suicidal, nothing like that. No, nothing. But, you know, I'm good now. But, yeah, it just hits rock bottom. It's funny I can understand now, like, when people who have depression issues, they can, you know, like, something will just trigger it. And it's just like, you know, either some event in the world, some small little gesture, you know, or other things. It can trigger that feeling of, oh, man. Like, what am I doing wrong here? And any self-reflection, too. Self-reflection is a major part of recognizing depression, too, and recognizing when you're just sad, man. It happens to everyone, I think. And some people know how to cover it up real well. And to those people, you know, you're strong. Do what you got to do. But remember, you're not alone. I got to say that because some of these motherfucking strong motherfuckers or, you know, they think they got to be strong all the time. Hey, man, I get it. But sometimes you got to let that shit out because if not, that shit will fuck you up. It'll fuck you up, man. Or it'll slowly fuck you up and you don't realize it until, you know, you could have been. So, but... so yeah, I was down and out. I said, the reason why I call it, I want to call the segment, Get Here Early, because it surrounds this whole concept thing of why it hit me, man. It hit me, I think it was it May 24th? I want to say May 24th. It hit me. I want to say May 24th. No, May 24th was actually a good day. No, it hit me on May 10th, I want to say. Yeah, May 10th. That's when they kind of everything full just dropped on me. Like, And it wasn't nothing bad. Like, my life situation is not horrible. It's not horrible. You know, I know things are great. It could way be better. Of course, life can be way better. I can just have one fucking job and make $1 million. You know what I mean? But nah, man. I'm grateful for everything I got. I'm grateful for all the limbs, all my feet, my fingers, my arms, my eyes, my eyesight, my hearing. I'm grateful, man. I haven't lost none of that shit. My memories, you know, I got them still. So life is good, you know. It can always be better. I always know that, you know. Anything can be better, you know, to a point. But yeah, man, I just noticed, I think for this whole year, I want to say the year 2021 to 2022, after I made my move and moved in with my parents, helped them, try to help them out, you know, help save the house in a way. I think I kind of just was going through the motions to a point. Like, I have my one job. I left the job I was at for about 5 years. I finally called it quits there. Or they separated from me after I stopped going for a long time, because their policies, they got a lot of nice policies, like real friend, like pro worker to a point. But because I needed to find a better job. I needed to find a higher paying job. That's the main reason why I left. Do I regret leaving that job? I think I talked about it before in another episode of the podcast. I don't regret leaving. What I do miss is just the people that I worked with. They were cool people. And the work was cool. The work was easy to a point. Some of the work was hard, but it was satisfactory at the end. You know, you're cleaning shit, pressure washing the stuff, and it looks different. It looks nice. And it's just funny how in that world, that was a big deal. You know, like in the grand scheme of things, I always say, like, that motherfucking park's still gonna open regardless, you know. They ain't gonna fucking close it down just because there's a spot or a tiger stripe on the goddamn floor. They might cover up the tiger stripe or whatever, but it is what it is, baby. You know, they gonna make their money. So but yeah, man, so after I left the company, stopped going, basically. Was using all my sick time, using all my vacation, whatever I had left. And then they put me on medical leave, and I told them, don't put me on medical leave. I didn't ask to be put on that, you know. But, you know, they did it because I called out a lot, and I guess, they're trying to be friendly. You know, they can be dicks and say, well, you didn't fill out the medical leave paper, so we're going to fire you. You know, so they didn't do that. But, you know, after a while, I was just telling them the truth. I was like, I don't need medical leave. I just stopped going because I needed a better paying job. I don't know why y'all put me on medical leave. And they kept telling me, well, if you want to get reactivated, you need a doctor's note. And I was like, okay. But, you know, my dumbass kept telling them on a recorded line that I don't need medical leave. So they eventually just let me go. It was fine. You know, it had to be because I wasn't really going to come back. Because I did find something else that paid more, closer to the house. The hours sucked for me, man. So I was doing that, man. It was early in the morning. I was first shift. I can't do first shifts, man, because I can't go to sleep. I don't go to sleep early enough, you know, and getting up. That kind of didn't help, too. Like, so I was doing that job, hot summer mornings. You know, if you live you live somewhere where it's hot, you know, in California. Like, I lived in Riverside, so it was hot, you know, and it's just this weird feeling you get in the mornings. And I still get them to this day. Like, if it hits me and I'm early in the morning, it's already hot. Like, I get that same feeling. Like, if I was sitting in the fucking chair trying to get to work on time or trying to get dressed for work. It was hard work, though. It was more laborious work. But it was easy. It was simple. You unload, put on pallets, stack as high as possible, rentals wrap that motherfucker, and then move it. Or get a pallet, get a forklift motherfucker to take it for you. Simple work. It was hard work, though. Making like $17.50. I think if I was able to work overnights doing that job, I'd still maybe be there at this time. You know, but who knows? I don't think so. Because I left. I found something better paying. You know what I mean? So like, I think this whole year, like, again, from 2021, March 2021 to now, which is June 2022, I was kind of slowly just going through the motions, man. Like, I was happy where I was at, but there were still things I needed to do to either secure or to make the life even better, the quality of life better for my wife and my kids and all that, you know. And then, of course, at the time, my mother-in-law was still around. And for her, yeah, she was kind of not deteriorating, but she was just not moving around, not being active at all. So, and I get that. And then for my wife, and then all sorts of shit that added on to everything. So, let me continue this on. This would be segment number two, guys, because segment number one was interrupted. But yeah, when you be down and out, man, get there on time. Get there early. Get there early, we'll continue. And I'll reach to that conclusion of why, what, when it all hit me, man. And sometimes how you meet new people or become friends with people, it can help you out, you know, or stuff like that, you know, or just when you see life in a different light sometimes. It's cool too. But it doesn't mean to be drastic. I'm not saying fucking go shave your head and give away all your personal belongings and shit, you know. But some people do that. Some people do that, and they've changed forever. And they're different. To me, some people say, well, you're trying to hold on to stuff. And I'm like, nah, I just want to be me, man. I want to be me and still take on more stuff and be open to different things. Because in life, you got to be sometimes. You can always be the motherfucker who's mad at everything. And then that's how you're going to live. You're going to live that life where you're mad at every fucking thing in the world. And you have the right to be. And there's some fucked up shit that goes on in this world, so you can be mad. But yeah. But so everybody changes, I think. Some people change small. Some people change big. Some people slowly metamorph into something even better than they are. Keep the same body, but the soul and the mind has elevated even higher to a higher concept, a construct, or fucking whatever the words you want to use. You know what I mean? But your body's still the same. So now what are you about? And then some people will notice your change. Other people won't. And then some people will notice if it's real or not. Because I'm not saying, oh, I changed for like 3 weeks, guys. And that was the best 3 weeks of my life. Nah, I'm talking about life in general. And I'm slowly doing it, but there's still issues I still got. I still got issues where I'm trying to change, but it's still fucking me up. But we'll go ahead and continue this on the next segment. I don't want to get fucking interrupted again or anything like that. So I'm having that feeling that might happen. So let me go ahead and stop it right here. Segment two is done. And keep listening. Keep listening. This is one going a little bit deeper. Going deeper into my life in general. All right. Hey, what's up? We back. Segment number three, right? I don't know why I keep saying this is not no smooth transition, Vincent. What are you doing here? But yeah, and then this is the thing I get frustrating. Is sometimes I should take notes on this shit so I can understand where I left off. But I think I'm talking about my life. Because I know I named segment number two my life. And I was talking about just kind of the whole year I spent in living and working in the city of Riverside, California. Inland Empire, Riverside County. And I guess, yeah, my life adventure. And basically how I was basically trying to go to where I was down and out and how it all hit me. I guess I was depressed to a point, but I don't know. I always try to tone it down with that shit because, you know, there's people who are fucking suffering out there way more than what I am. But that's the whole point that I wanted to bring up too. You know, this is off the curve here. Sometimes when people try to make you feel bad for feeling bad, because they say your life is, I've done it. I think we do it all the time. Like if you're a parent, you do it to your kids all the time. Sometimes saying, "Hey, motherfucker, you should be. Your life is way easier than my life was." You know, or there's shit. You know, we do it all the time. The only thing I kind of connected to me this, it was like this evening when I kind of, you know, because, you know, you look at life through the big picture of it all and say, damn, you shouldn't be sad or depressed or anything. Because look, man, you know, for instance, you know, like, you know, the whole shooting over there in Texas and shit, your kid's dead. I said, look, motherfucker, your kid's still alive. You know what I mean? So you can, but. So that's a major thing, you know, that's a major thing right there. Your child's still alive, you know, and their child passed. So they can be sad. You can't. But then to me, it's like, that's bullshit, though, because it's your feelings. It's your internal pain or internal anguish or internal suffering or whatever the fuck word you want to put. It's yours. So you can feel whatever the fuck you want to feel. And it's funny because there'll be people out there, strong people, strong-willed people, people who are strong. They will tell you, oh, do you want a pity party now? Or, oh, when are you going to get over it? Oh, this. And you can really just look them in the face and say, I'll get over it when I'm fucking ready to get over it. And that's that. Like, instead of having an argument or even thinking to yourself, damn, am I wrong? Am I the fucking loser for thinking that being sad about it is being sad about it? Like, I'm talking about in general, like, there's people that are trying to help you, and there's people who are kind of tired of you being depressed all the time and try to come at you in a way saying, like, oh, fucking get over it already, you know? So I don't know. You make your judgment. You make your judgment when it comes to that. You know what I mean? Because you know who you're talking to, or you know if they're coming at you in a certain way. But I'm just saying in general. I'm not saying, oh, fucking be sad forever because you want to be. But if that's what you want to be, that's what you're going to do. You know? That's what's going to happen. I think. This is my thoughts, you know? But of course, there's always people that will also help you. Like your friends, say you make a new friend or you have your friends and they're doing all right or they're doing their thing and they see that you're suffering or they don't even know what you're suffering. They just tell you something. Like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? How's life, man? Yeah, it could be worse. Or, you know, like those things, like those moments in movies where some motherfucker is down and out and it was just the simplest fucking gesture that saves them. That fucking, you know, spark something in them saying, motherfucker, get up, we good now. Or they say, oh, it's a message from, like, say again, if they lost a loved one or something, and they're sad, and they're down and out, and they just can't handle. There's something that happens during the day or every day, something that reminds them of that person, but reminds them of that person saying, hey, bitch, look, or be strong, you know what I mean? Like, you know, whatever words or all that. But going back to it, it's yours to handle. Yeah, sometimes it does take a motherfucker from the outside or somebody who is close to you, but they're just tired of seeing you like this, saying, motherfucker, are you going to get up today and go to work? Or, motherfucker, are you going to get up and do what you're supposed to do? You can be sad doing it, but do what you're supposed to do. Take care of your responsibilities. Then do it, you know? But that's all. And it's okay. Like, I'm not saying, oh, fucking snap every fucking week because you're depressed and yell and go off the handle. No. Because then, of course, you keep doing that, and if you're not seeking professional help for it, that can take a taxing toll on loved ones, someone or a person who's close to you. You know, you can tax them with so much where they can only take so much. And that's why I believe, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, taxing someone so much where then make them feel bad for leaving. You know, that's not right. But depends. Like, if you're married, it's sickness through health, baby. No matter what, no matter how bad it gets, I'm down. And some people say that's unhealthy. But hey, to me, it's like, I'm down for you all day, every day. If you're just in a relationship and you're not married or whatever, it just depends what you want to do. If you want to walk out that door the next day, you can. No repercussions. Same if you're married, you can do that too. But then you get all the legal bullshit if you want to put that in perspective. But nah, it just depends how what type of person you are. But I'm just saying it because, like, sometimes, like it'll hit you and be like, why the fuck are you sad then? Why are you depressed? What's wrong now? What's wrong now, you know? And sometimes it's just good just to vent. Sometimes it's good just to take it and say, you know what? Fuck yeah, I am depressed right now. Or I am sad right now. Or I am, like, not questioning life. Because to me, I've always questioned it. Me personally. But like I say, I understand the paths that we're on is sometimes the things that we got put on by our own actions. You know what I mean? By our own actions. There's times where shit goes down uncontrollable that, you know, we're in a situation or an environment that shit goes down and that may have hurt you or done something to you, decapitated you handicapped you or some shit that wasn't your fault. Then that's a whole different situation. But for the most part, in our life, you know, our job careers, our things that we do for life, our friends that we make, sometimes it's what we choose to put in, the effort that we put into it, you know, decisions that we're making and how we conduct ourselves. Again, it's a whole decision. So when they tell you, oh, get over it, stop being a little bitch, there's people, although, yeah, there is people fucking 10 times hard, worse than you in life. And those people are not put there in life to make you realize it. But you can look towards that and say, shit, my situation could be worse, but it's not. But can your situation be bad in a situation that is good for others? Of course. So that's the thing we don't understand. Like when we see a rich guy has all the money in the world, don't have to worry about no mortgage, but he's still depressed. Why are you depressed? Maybe he don't got no real friends. Maybe he lonely. Maybe this person has great loss. He's dealing with a lot of loss, but you know he got the cashola and cash flow. Or maybe he can't decipher from who's real and who's fake. You know? Or, you know, somebody who has a lot of loved ones, or somebody who has somebody that's always there for them. Why do they feel lonely? Why do they feel sad? What? Why do they feel vulnerable or not deserving? What happened to them? You know, so it's all a lot of factors, man. You know, a lot of factors. Shit goes on in people's heads and minds. And you got to understand that, hey, man, in this life, you can do what you want with it. Do what you want with it, you know. But, of course, there's factors that, hey, yeah, I got to get a job. I have to work. If I don't work, I'm not good. I'm not good at all, you know. Or if I don't work, I'm lazy. And there's a lot of people out there, man. There's just people who just have one job. And like, what the fuck is that about? But I get it, man. If you got a career and you did your thing, or those people who own their business now, you know, like plumbers, fucking electricians, locksmiths, whatever, like whatever trade that you do, and you're the owner of your own business, do your thing, man. Do your thing. I ain't hating on it, nah. But don't disqualify what other people who can't do that or don't want to do that by choice. There's motherfuckers out there that can't run a company, but don't want to do it because they just don't want to, you know. But yeah, just going back to the being, it's your sadness, it's your depression. I'm not saying, oh, own it, man. I'm just saying, like, when motherfuckers try to discredit you, and sometimes they are trying to help you. There's no doubt that they're trying to help you understand what it's like to be sad, you know, or help you snap out of it with the tough love and shit, or and all that. But yeah, that's what crossed my mind. Before we go back into the topic of what we were supposed to be talking about, it crossed my mind today when I was walking this evening. I was like, you know, doing my thing at work, and it kind of like, it just trips me out sometimes. How that we want to be telling other people how to live, but yet we don't know how to live yet. You know what I mean? But yeah, so my life. I think I left off at, I got a more physical laboring job, and I was waking up early to go there. And I hate, I'm not a morning person. The job was more physically taxing, than, you know, doing like a security job. No offense, ain't security guards out there, ain't tripping, dog. I'm making fun of y'all. I'm just saying, sometimes the job is a little bit easier than unloading the fucking truck and shit. And see, for me, I was working early morning, so it was like a little chilly-ish, but still, it was just a weird feeling. Like the weather. And it's funny how the weather, like they say, like weather kind of has like, can trigger memories or senses, and it can trigger memories. It does that. And even with the fall, I think when I was younger, I think I liked summer. When I was a kid, like, what's your favorite season? But now I like fall more because I have more memories attached to the fall. Because, you know, school starts. Where I live at in Orange County, now I live in Riverside County. But when I used to live in Orange County, we used to have the Santa Ana winds. It was like this dry, fucking windy as fuck, blowing shit everywhere. And it had this distinct smell. Sometimes it smells smoke and fire because sometimes it would cause fires. But it was something that would trigger some of my memories that I had. And I still have them to this day. And I'm glad I have those, you know. Because when you get older, sometimes you forget. And then, God forbid, you get Alzheimer's and you basically fucking forget everything that you lived. Now, that shit's torture. You know what I mean? Some people say it's cool because it's not cool. But some people don't care because they wake up and it's a new day and they meet new people every day. But imagine that shit. Everything, all the memories are going, even the good ones, even the fucking bad ones. I know there's people in trauma out there. I'm not belittling them, but all even the bad memories, fucking completely wiped. So when you wake up the next day, you vaguely know who you are, but you still get these little moments that you know everything. All the shit you went through, it hits you. And then next thing you know, boom. Oh, here comes the Alzheimer's again. What the fuck happened today? Who am I? Who the fuck are you? What happened to me when I was a kid? Or what happened to me when I was 20? What happened to me when I was 19? What did I do to my wife? Why did I do... You know what I mean? Like, all sorts of shit. And, you know, that's the way life goes. You know, and if you believe that was a simulation, that's the way the fucking program programmed it for your ass, you know? I don't laugh at it. Like I said, I keep an open mind to it, to a point. But I just stand where I stand at, and you live your life. But if it's all simulation, this is all part of the program, robots running the world, well, fuck, they made a nice, decent-looking motherfucking simulation to keep all the motherfuckers up in there, huh? You know? But nah, but that's a different topic, a different segment. What was I going to say? But yeah, so just going back to it, if you are sad, depressed out there, just know you ain't alone. Out there, I'm sure there's somebody that would love to talk to you or reach out to you, a loved one, a family member, a friend, even a co-worker, whoever, you know what I mean? Just know that you're not alone. Don't do nothing crazy or drastic. But I understand that, you know, suffering is learning as well. And but it's yours. It's yours to do what you want with it. So don't let motherfuckers belittle you about it. I'm not joking like a motherfucker's depressed because he didn't get tickets to the Angel game, and so he's depressed now. I can understand how that can trigger it, you know what I mean? But, and then see, that's when a smart ass can tell me, well, you said it's theirs, they can be sad about what they want to be sad about. I did say that, and that's, it is what it is. So if you want to be sad because you fucking, you know, somebody cut in line at the coffee shop and now your day is ruined and you're sad, so be it. That's what you want to be sad about. But there you go. But understand that people, there's, you know, the more people that that will try to understand why you sad, will look at you like, motherfucker, what? But again, it's yours to handle. You know, it's yours to handle. You know, but you know what I mean. What I meant by the whole saga segment is, if you got things that are bothering you, it's okay to sometimes let it out. If you got to cry, if you got to be sad about it, if you got to mope around just a little bit, but don't let that shit overtake you. And that's the issue. That's the problem a lot of people do have now, is they let that shit overtake them. And then they get stuck in a rut. And then they have good days and bad days. But I think a lot of people do. But yeah. So that's what I wanted to talk about. But let's go on to my life. See, I keep going in and out, man. It's a real life. It's crazy. Probably going to get interrupted soon. So I might end this segment and continue on with the next one. But yeah, I was doing my job, doing my thing, and I kind of liked, yeah, I didn't like it, man, I didn't, and I continued doing it. I tried my best. I'd come to try my best to go to work. I would always get late. I would always, some days I didn't go, and I remember, I told myself, you know what? Because this job had fucking unlimited overtime. If you wanted to work 7 days, they didn't give a fuck. You work 7 days. I know one guy told me, yeah, I work 7 days a week. And I made like $900. And I was thinking that. I remember telling myself, you know what? I'm going to fucking do it this 1 week. I'm going to go every day. I'm going to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, just to make and see what happens. I never did it. I never did it because I didn't want to. I just wasn't feeling it. But I wanted to try it so bad. But I didn't do it because I was lazy. That's the truth. And I was just wasn't feeling it. Because it was just waking up. It was at night. I would have been there all the time. Because I'm already up. You know, I'm already able to do shit. Just going to work. Restarting your batteries. That's the hardest journey sometimes. Is getting there. For some. Not all, but for some. You know, just getting there. So. That's one of the hardest journeys, though. And, I'm gonna continue on. sorry guys, background music, I mean background noise. Let me do this. There you go. Hopefully y'all can still hear me. And you know what? That's about it. Let's just end it right here. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Arena Vincent back up in here exploring life. Hopefully y'all can hear me. I just got the phone hooked up, driving home. So hopefully you can hear me good. I know. I said earlier in the segments, man, that I gotta get a fucking setup and I gotta take this shit seriously. But that's just me, man. That's just me. I know what I got to do, but I still make excuses of not doing it. Believe me, man. It tears me up inside all the fucking time when I self-reflect a lot and I be like, fuck, man, do what you need to fucking do, Arena Vincent. Or when I talk to myself, I don't talk to myself in the third person like that, you know what I mean? Or whatever the fuck I just said. I said, do what you gotta do, Vincent. Come on now, man. Come on. Don't be fucking lazy. Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. Fucking do what you wanna fucking do. And I'm sorry out there, y'all. Keeping it real, y'all, man. Do what you gotta do out there. If you're listening to this segment, you got all the way to here, part three almost. Thank you again for, believe me, man, your time is valuable, and I thank you for spending some time with me or listening at least to me while you're doing your thing, exercising, cleaning, working, chilling, whatever you want to do, man, relaxing. I appreciate you. Believe that, you know what I mean? But it is what it is, man. Everything we take it for granted, we always take time. Time is the thing we take for granted until we know it's time's up. Then we will go back to it and say, God damn, I wish I did something different with my time. Believe that. You know what I mean? But it is what it is, baby. You know, we got to work, got to make that money. All the people out there creatively working, you know, making your content, adult content, kid content, whatever the fuck you making out there. If you making money off of it, good job, man. You enjoying something. Hopefully you're enjoying doing it, but if you're making money off it, do your thing. That's most appreciative, you know, as long as you keep it, you know, not doing weird shit, you know, not hurting nobody or, you know, all that, we good. I always have to go down there, but I always have to say that, you know what I mean? But it is what it is. So I am driving home. I always like doing it. When I drive home, I always talk to myself anyway, so might as well record that shit. But what would we left off? Oh, I left off. Part two was, I was kind of going more into my life for this whole year, how it's kind of been a, not a roller coaster ride, but kind of like changing jobs, making big decisions, being fucking lazy, being depressed in a way. And then I kind of went off the track and said, hey, if you're depressed, own it. That's your depression. You know what I mean? Somebody might say, like, you know, for instance, I get it. People have different phases. Everybody has what affects them. So what I just meant to say is, say you're depressed, but some motherfuckers who lives on the streets look at you and say, motherfucker, why are you depressed? You got a roof over your head. You got food in your belly. Look at me. I ain't got shit. Everybody has their own level of depression. Everybody has what they can handle. You know what I mean? So that's all I wanted to say, man. Don't let motherfuckers. We do it a lot. I don't keep it real. We do it a lot, man. We do it a lot. We tell people, hey, look at the fucking brighter side. You know, at least you got a job. At least you got a roof over your head. At least you're safe. Unlike like, you know, people living on the streets, I ain't got shit. You know what I mean? I can get my shit jacked, or I can get fucked up, or I can get kidnapped any second. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that, you know? So I get it. But I would just say this, own it. It's your shit. Fuck what they think. Fuck what people think. Literally, if you're depressed and you gotta own that shit, man. And be truthful why you're depressed. That's the thing I think some people don't like, is, you know, you fake about why you're depressed. About, like, oh, I'm depressed because, you know, something, you're trying to make something bigger, but what triggered you was some minor thing. And that's okay. That's the whole point. You got to realize that what triggered you, and even if it's something so minor, so small, don't matter. It's your life, motherfucker. Don't let these motherfuckers say that your reason to be sad is not a reason enough. There you go. That's the shit I wanted to do. And like I said, of course, they're trying to help you. And I get that. There's that tough love and that realization that where you at in life, it could be worse. That's always time I say, hey, that shit could be worse, man. I could be backbreaking labor for 12 cents an hour or some bullshit. You know what I mean? So it's all good. But of course, we always want more. We always want better. We always want to chillax when you see these motherfuckers chillaxing, you know? But yeah, but that's all I wanted to say. But I wanted to get into it. Why I wanted to name the whole segment, Better Get Here Early. So like I said, when you're feeling down and out, I was feeling, it kind of hit me, I think May 10th, 2022, that's when that shit all hit me. Like everything, like the whole fact I had to move, my mother sold her house, you know, because I think it was more fear of that she was, I don't know if she was falling behind or whatever, whatever, man, you know what I mean? Sold her house, and so that kind of, I was disappointed in that, because I basically wanted, I moved there for the main reason was to help pay, but of course, could I have paid more, maybe a little bit more I could have paid to help, but, you know, hey, I'm not the only, you know, I'm the only motherfucker here, but I get it, you know? So it is what it is. And then, so first, a couple days before that, Saturday, the Saturday before May 10th, right? I think it was. I was supposed to go get, I was supposed to go to a minor league baseball game, right? And I did go. I enjoyed it. I saw my brother was there. He brought his girlfriend, whatever, and it was cool. But my brother was there, you know, it was cool. It was, you know, my wife was there too. I was sitting in front of my brother, so we talked a little bit here and there, but we just watched the game. Sorry, that's the way I am, man. I don't socialize that much. I gotta learn how to talk more, even to my own brother. Back in the day, we used to talk way more, but sometimes we just get quiet and don't talk to each other. It's like that. So imagine, that's how I am with my brother. How the fuck you think I'm going to be with somebody else, like brand new, you know what I mean? So that's why sometimes it's hard for me to make friends to a point, you know what I mean? I keep saying, you know what I mean. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry. But I try my best, you know. You're in a social situation. You need to talk. You should talk, you know. But if you don't want to talk, that's cool, too. If people know how the way you are, you're kind of quiet, kind of go with the flow, all right, that's cool. But if you got something to say or you want to do something, don't be afraid to say it. Don't be afraid to say it, man. Because if you're afraid to say something, that's when people kind of run over you, or that's when you're not really having fun. Unless you like to go with the flow 100%. Like, you want to go wherever our adventure takes us, guys. I'm just happy to be here. That's cool, too. I kind of the same way sometimes. And, you know, and I get it, you know. But let's go back to, yay, the freeway is closed. Not closed, but they're shrinking the lines. So now it's going to take longer for me to get home, but more time to record. That's why I like doing this shit, like, on the spot. You know, recording on the spot's cool. It's enjoyable to me. That's why I say I do it, but then I get stuck. And when I get stuck, I kind of get frustrated. And that's why I don't upload as many episodes as I used to. Like, when I first started out, it's because sometimes I get stuck, y'all. And then I got other things to do. And then, like I said, when I try to record at my other job, sometimes I get radio interference. You know? But, yeah. Let's go back to the story. My bad. So I went to a minor league baseball game, right? The Inland Empire 66ers. You know, up in San Bernardino, California. You know what I mean? Inland Empire, say what's up. You know? I.E., where you at? I'm an Orange County guy, man. 714 all day, every day. But, you know, I ain't tripping off the I.E., you know? I mean, not that much. We used to make fun of calling them River Rats, you know, Riverside and all that. But it is what it is. So I went to the game, right? And then, of course, it said, I remember, too, it's funny. Because I got a text message saying, oh, get here early. Because supplies are limited for the beer bats. And then it had beer bats. And then it kids, basically anybody under 21, you got like a little mini bat. And it said, get here early. You know, supplies are limited. So I even remember getting a text message from, you know, Inland Empire 66ers saying, hey, you know, if you want to guarantee the giveaway today, sign up for a ticket package and we can guarantee it. You can guarantee you'll get the beer bat and your mini bat, whatever. So that's what came up. And I was like, nah, we'll make it there, you know. And so my brother got there. He got there like 30 minutes before us, or an hour before the game. And he got his beer bat, you know. They both, him and his girlfriend. And so I was like, all right, you know. So I knew I was running late already. So I kind of had in the back of my mind I wasn't going to get the beer bat. I wasn't. I was hoping, like I was praying, like, please. Because when me and my wife were walking up to the entrance, right, man, they got motherfuckers walking out with 4 or 5 beer bats in their hands. Got motherfuckers walking with 3, 4, 10. Like, my brother told me there was a motherfucker who had 10 beer bats in his hand, you know. And I get it. If you buy a ticket and you scan them all, that's how many beer bats you're going to get. So I ain't hating off him. I ain't hating off him. Believe me. Believe that. I'm not hating off you. You spend the money, you get there on time, you're going to get what you're going to get. So that's cool. You know, but so I didn't get the beer bat, y'all. I didn't get sad. Like, I was just like kind of mad, disappointed, but they did tell you to get there early. I just got frustrated a little bit. I was like, fuck, man, that's the main reason why I wanted to get a beer bat, you know? And it's basically just a fucking plastic bat. It's clear, has the Inland Empire 66ers logo on it, but it's just a beer bat. Things like, but it's cool, you know. It's something I wanted. Like, I like shit like that. I ain't a hoarder of junk, believe me. I ain't hoard trash, okay? And I want those fucking dirty motherfuckers. We got trash and fucking empty fucking cups of food and shit. Nah, that's not me. I do have a problem, but I ain't like that. So don't get twisted, y'all. Don't get twisted. Oh, that motherfucker's a hoarder. Hey, that motherfucker's a hoarder, dog. Nah. It's just, you know, organized mess. That's what I do. But I really gotta improve on that. I know that. But anyway, go back to the story. So that's what happened. So I was like, oh, man, that sucks. So my brother, I saw them. They got theirs. And my brother asked me, hey, did you get one? I was like, nah, they ran out. And I played it out like, didn't bother me. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I didn't get here on time. It's all good. I came to watch a minor league baseball game anyway. It's entertaining. I like sports. You know what I mean? So it's cool with me. My wife would be eating the nachos and shit. We just chilling. Fucking Bernie the mascot was, you know, was right, almost right in front of us. Because we're sitting right by the Inland Empire dugout. And then all these little kids kept going, Bernie. So my wife would kind of get annoyed and shit. Because, like, one of the little kids, right, was swinging a little wooden bat. And I guess almost hit her and shit. And all that. But I remember that. So I always say, Bernie. Now, every time, like, you know, I want to bring up, like, annoying people and shit to my wife. But that's something else, you know? But, yeah, so it was a good game. And then when I was sitting there, I guess another guy and his family, they left their stuff. And then they came back. So I was a little cramped. You know, I don't like sitting. You know, I'm a big guy, man. So I don't like sitting by like, people I don't know. Because I don't want to be all up in their business. You know what I mean? So I was a little cramped. But I enjoyed the game. My wife is sitting at the very aisle seat. So she was good. That's all that matters to me. As long as she's comfortable, you know, we happy, you know? And, but then the guy sitting next to me, I guess, we were right behind, like, the bat boy. Or the guy who comes and gets the baseball bats and all that. And he also throws the new ball, the new baseballs to the umpire. So some of the balls got, like, you know, tipped or got into the dirt or scuffed up. So he would get, and so the guy sitting next to me asked the guy, hey, 43, can I get that? And the guy's like, all right, you know. So he gave him, like, 2-3 balls from the game-used baseballs. And then I guess, and then the guy asked if he can get the baseball bat. One of the main guys on the 66ers, I forgot his name already, my bad. Like I said, I support minor league teams, but I ain't gonna know all the names, all right? Sorry, y'all. I still rock them. I still roll with you, man. I still rock you and say support these motherfuckers, you know, following their dream. So that's what happened. So I was doing that, and then the guy, like, I guess the guy cracked his bat, you know, but not completely splintered it, just cracked it. So he was gonna get a new bat. So then the guy sitting next to me asked, hey, can I get that bat? And the guy looked at him, the kid, he was a younger cat. He's all like, yeah, I got you. And then the fool I was sitting next to, his wife's all like, do you know this guy? And he's like, nah, I just asked. And like, I just started cracking up. Me, I'm too quiet, man. Too quiet to do that shit. And then like, when the guy passed him one of the balls that he dropped because like, between the playing field and like, the stands, there's like a little handicap elevator that they fucking don't even use because it's all dirty down there and shit. And it's a fucking far drop, man. It's a fucking deep drop. So he dropped one of the balls down there. I looked down there and I was like, man, nah, he ain't gonna get that one. That's too far. I was like, yeah, it is too far. And then I kind of gave the number 43, I gave him a look like, hey, can I get one? But I didn't say nothing, man, because I was too scared to say something. You know what I mean? That shit pissed me off. I should have said something. Cause that motherfucker, you know, but I try to, cause I don't want to put the motherfucker on blast. Hey, can I get one too? You know. So I just kept quiet. But see, that's the shit I regret. I should have asked for a ball. You know, if I would have got a ball, a game used ball, fuck, I would have been happy. I would have been fucking. I didn't get the beer bag, but I got a fucking ball that was used in an official minor league baseball game. I don't give a fuck. That shit's cool to me. But that's what happened. So long story short, it was a good the Inland Empire 66ers lost, but it was an alright game. It was a fun experience. And then so we went home, you know, after the game, took pictures, of course, my brother and shit. I didn't have a haircut, and the hat I was wearing barely fixed. I had all this hair, so I didn't really look that good, man. I kind of looked sloppy, you know what I mean? That was not cool too. And I'll keep it real, that's how I knew I was kind of in a depressive state, because I kind of didn't care about my appearance to a point. I'm not saying on a fucking slob, nah. I'm just saying, like, you know, my hair and all that. I was like, fuck it, I want to wear the Inland Empire 66er hat. So I don't give a fuck how my hair looks, because I'm wearing a hat. But it's shit like that, you know. These small things that you know that you normally you wouldn't do, you gotta snap out of that shit sometimes, man. You gotta clean up, man. You gotta shave. You gotta, even if you don't have to, you know what I mean? I understand those motherfuckers who work jobs and they have to shave and they have to do that. And I get they get tired of that shit. Believe me, I hate fucking shaving every day. I only shave once a week, baby, and then let that shit grow out. On my on my days off from my security job, I don't shave. And then I shave. Unless, you know, I have some special event at my other job that I worked in. Of course, maybe I'll shave or not, but you know what I mean? It's all good. But yeah, so I didn't get the beer bath. So that was kind of like a one, like another whammy onto me. Like, I'm like, man, I didn't go. And that was because it was my fault because I didn't get ready on time. My wife was ready. My wife can get ready like this. You know what I mean? Of course, maybe she got to put some makeup on if, you know, if she really wants to put some makeup on and all that shit. But she can get ready under 10 motherfucking minutes. My ass is the one that takes forever. Or I'm sleeping or using this going tired. I don't want to get up. Or I got to take a shower and waste more time fucking sitting on a toilet watch looking at my goddamn phone. You know? You know what I mean? When you know you're not supposed to. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But we know when you got to go. Just drop the motherfucking phone and go do what you got to do. But yeah. So there you go. And so that was a whamming onto me. Like, it piled on. And then we wound up going to... I ended up going to Angel Stadium. And we went there. And I bought a ticket for May 10th. Because I just wanted the old Shohei Ohtani bobblehead. So I was like, okay, I bought a ticket. Then I wanted a ticket for June 24th. But the older lady, she gave me a ticket for May 24th. And my dumbass didn't look at it when I left. I went to the car and it said May 24th. I was like, what? I wanted June 24th. But I was like, whatever, it's too late. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't make a big deal, but I was like, fuck. I just lost $9, you know? Because I didn't have nobody to go with. Like, I mean, I already got tickets for the May 24th game because I got a family four pack. Or I had like 5-6 tickets. And I ended up taking only 5 people. You know, I had an extra 10. So all that. So that kind of added on. I was like, fuck, everything I do. Even though I wake up on time and I got to take my, well, you know, we got to go do stuff with the wife and stuff, you know, before I had to go to work. I still fucked it up because I got the wrong tickets, you know. So that was another whammy. All right. And that was earlier Tuesday afternoon. So then I didn't know what I was doing. Originally, I was going to go to work. And then, like, when it hit around 5-6, I was going to take my lunch and I was going to take everything together and go pick up my Shohei Ohtani bobblehead. You know, I was just going to go. I've done it before back in the day. I'll park my car and I'll walk to the stadium real quick, pick up my free item, you know, the giveaway, and then take off and go back to work. But then, you know, it was kind of getting late and, you know, I said, fuck it, let me just call out. I'm just going to call out right now. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to rush it. You know what I mean? Then I want to spend time with my wife so we can go out, get something to eat, do dinner or something. You know? So that's what I did. So then we went back to Riverside. We were in Anaheim doing our thing and shit. And I think I got a haircut that day too. I think. Was that the day? Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. And so we went back to Riverside. So I remember hearing the lady say, get here early. Get here early because, you know, these will run out. You know, the bobbleheads will run out. You know, because it was a major thing. This is Shohei Ohtani's first MVP. You know what I mean? So, like, it was a big deal. And I guess they made even a bigger deal about it. You know, they had a press conference, all that. Whatever. And so I was like, okay. I didn't think nothing of it because I didn't think they'll run out, man. Believe me, I've been picking up bobbleheads, like or giveaways real quick like that for, like, a couple years now, you know? And usually I'll get here, like, maybe an hour before the game starts. You know, just take my lunch. Like, you know, as soon as it hits 6 o'clock, I bounce out and I go take my lunch and I go pick up the item, whatever. And all that. And so we were going, right? And so then I didn't wake up on time either. My wife said, let's wake up at 4 and then we'll get there by 5, you know? And so my dumb ass didn't want to wake up. I remember my alarm went off, I opened my eyes. And I looked around, you know, and I was like, you know, fuck it, I'll wait. So, again, my laziness, or I think it was in a way mixed with depression, like, you know, it was just, and it pissed me off, you know, like, and so I was like, fuck it, I'll go. So then we go, right? It was like 6, we didn't leave the house till like 5:30, 6 o'clock. I didn't get there until about 7 or 6 something. I don't remember, but I got there, it was still maybe plenty of time. But then I heard one of the security guys say, oh yeah, they opened the gates early or something. But they always open the gates early. They open the gates up like 3 hours early before game starts. So you can go watch batting practice and all that shit people do after, you know, they do. So, like, I didn't think nothing of it. So I was going, and I had a bad feeling already. I was like, well, she ain't gonna have it. they're not going to have the bobblehead. They're not going to have it, man. They ran out. And so as soon as I got up to the gate and I saw, I was like, let me go enter. And then use some of the entrances were already locked. They closed them. So I had to go through the center field entrance. I went through the center field entrance. Nothing, man. Nothing. No, the bottle boxes. The employees were already smooshing and breaking down boxes on the side like they always do at the entrances. And I was like, fuck, they don't have it. So, of course, I walked around. I mean, I entered through center field through where the big hats are at. If you've ever been to Angel Stadium, Anaheim Stadium, whatever, city of Anaheim, Big A, that's right. they have the big old hats, the big red hats. So that's where I entered, that center field. I mean, home plate, my bad, home plate. And that's where I entered from. So then I walked my way to left field entrance, and I exited through there. And when I was walking, man, it hit me again, man. Like, damn, why the fuck is this happening to me? Like, what the fuck is wrong with me, man? Like, and then I text my wife saying mission failed. And she's like, you know, okay. And, you know, she was already at the McDonald's waiting for me because that's the way the plan goes. She drops me off. She waits at the McDonald's, you know, because I ain't going to pay no fucking parking just so I can pick something up and leave. So that was that. And when I was walking, it's a long walk, man. It's not a long walk, but it was even longer when I was empty-handed. And I didn't really stay for any innings. It's funny how it works, though. That game, they had it through a no-hitter. So if you don't know what a no-hitter is, it's when the starting pitcher pitches the whole game, or it can be multiple pitchers. They just don't allow the opponent to get a hit. So, but this one, it was just a single starting pitcher. I think Reed Detmers or whatever. He threw a no-hitter. He basically stayed in the game the whole time, you know, and, you know, didn't allow the, I think it was Texas Rangers, didn't allow them, I think it was, a hit. So that was historic because it goes down in history and your name goes in the Hall of Fame as a pitcher, as somebody who threw a no-hitter. So that was cool. I have that ticket stub and everything. So that was cool. A retrospect. But as I got into the car and I told my wife I didn't get it, you know, and I looked up and she's like, oh, well, you know, you weren't on time. You know, like I said, you should have left earlier. And I was like, yeah, I know. I told her, yeah, I know. And that's when it hit me. Everything just, it just boom, all at once. The life situations, you know, the unknowingness, the overthinking, the depression, it all hit. And it's like, and I kind of got teary-eyed, man. I kid you not, man. I know you let people be laughing. You got teary-eyed over a goddamn bobblehead. Well, fuck yeah, man. I wanted that shit. I wanted it. I fucking paid money for this ticket. I know the game is what you pay for, but that bobblehead is all I wanted at a decent price. I like, you motherfuckers been selling that bobblehead for $50 already, you know? And it hit me, man. It hit me. And I got teary-eyed. I looked in the air. And my wife said, you know, let's go to this Korean barbecue. But it was already like 7-something. And one of the Korean barbecue places that's more affordable, they close early. And we passed by there. And there's people still waiting outside. So we can go to that one. And then we're going to another one in the city of Buena Park. Close to La Mirada, whatever. And we ate, you know, and I still, like, you know, I didn't cry, but I had teary eye, and my wife saw me. She knew I was going to get sad, and she knew I was kind of sad, but I wiped the tears away from my eyes, took a deep breath, and I said, you know what, let's just go. In my head, I was saying, something has to change, man. Something has to change. I got to get over this shit. I can't be, and I've done it too. Like, it all compounded, like Mother's Day. My wife said she wanted to go watch a movie and take both of our kids and all that. I didn't even wake up, bro. I didn't wake up until late that day. So we didn't do anything because I think I still had to go to work. I still worked Sunday nights that time. And so that was me just being lazy. And then I don't know if it was lazy or depression. I think it's both. Because I'm one of those motherfuckers, I won't admit that I was depressed until later. And so that's what happened. That hit. And all the times I did have time to do anything, I'm always fucking sleeping. And I'm not saying, hey, you know, fucking, oh, I understand people will tell me, hey, you work two jobs, you work overnight, all that shit catches up. I didn't tell them, yeah, it does catch up. But if I really wanted to do something, you get up. Believe me. You believe me. I know I'm getting older, so it might be harder. You motherfucker, you get up, man. I've done things where, like, hey, I want to go do this, so I'm going to get my ass up and go do this. And that's what was pissing me off. Because, again, I was Mother's Day. We missed out because I stayed asleep. I missed the fucking beer bats because I didn't wake up on time. You know, and then the last one that just broke this all of it was I didn't go on time to go pick to go to make sure to ensure that I get a fucking Shohei Ohtani bobblehead. And to me, it hit me, man. That's why I call this whole segment, or make sure you get there early. Because the warning signs are there. They're saying, get here early. And that's how long it took me, man. And so that's what I meant. Well, I felt down and out, man. I was with my wife. I was happy, though. We got to go out and eat dinner and stuff. Something normally I don't do all the time. Because I'm working. I work evenings. And all that. So it was good. You know, we went out. I don't know if we went to watch a movie. I'm not sure. Sorry if we did or not. Sorry. I love you. But yeah, man. So that's what happens. And so that's the thing I just want to talk about. If you're depressed out there, I know there takes things that will trigger that shit, or, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back type of thing. And I know it's out there. But anybody out there, man, just keep your head up. And life is crazy. But if you persevere through it, keep your head up, you stay strong through the sadness or to the depression, things will change. And then you got to make that change too. You got to understand that. And that's what, for me, I'm trying. You know, I'm not waking up. It's kind of getting a little stale a little bit again. It's still hitting me where I'm not waking up when I'm supposed to, or I'll turn the damn alarm off and go back to sleep. But I'll try to break that. I'm trying to break that. And to me, I look at it like at work, my main work is kind of like school. So this school year is over. This is the last week for school to this. So I look at it like, hey, man, summertime, you know, make sure you get there on time. But as soon as school starts again for the next year, no more being late, man. No more procrastinating, man. Just do what you got to do. And then same too, being creative and my whole YouTube channel, my whole content creation and all that. I'm gonna try to stop being afraid, stop being embarrassed, stop being shy about shit. And I'm gonna start posting a little bit more and being more, you know, cool about it, you know. But it is what it is. These are all words until we put action in front of them, you know. But yeah, man, that's what I meant when I was down and out. So it hit me, man. And like I said, some people say, this is a fucking bobblehead. You can probably buy one online. But I was like, that's the whole point. I didn't want to. It's just something that hits you. But yeah, that's what I was feeling down. So it was May 10th, man. And so it was a little bit changed. I've, you know, been a little social and talked to more people a little bit and made new friends. So I thank you, new friends that I've made. Or talking to them more, communicating to more people and stuff. So, I, you know, that helps. And that's that for now, man. But get there on time or get here early. And that's the whole point why I wanted the next step. But there you go, man. Hopefully you all enjoyed this episode. I know it's kind of deep subject or sad subject matter, or like depression is some people hate talking about it or don't want to keep going down that same aisle. But hey, man, it's out there. It's real. But you got to fight through it. And if you need help, get it, man. I talk to somebody. They got those numbers, man. Just call the number. You can fucking talk to somebody like for hours or how, I don't know how long. I never done it, but ain't nothing wrong doing it, you know? And especially if y'all lonely, single guys, single ladies, you got nobody to talk to or nobody understands you or you're embarrassed, fucking call those lines, man. Talk to someone. Or whatever they got online or whatever, man. Do it. Though you're not alone out there. Don't let this fucking shit depression take over your life and control you, man. Hell nah. It'll suck the fun out of everything. It'll make you fucking think that you're a terrible person. It'll make you think that you're lazy. But nah, man, it's part of it. It's, you know, so stay strong out there. Thank you for exploring the arena we call life. Your homie, Arena Vincent. If you can relate to the story, man, let me know, man. But as always, man, once again, thank you for exploring the arena we call life. Your homie, Arena Vincent. It's Vincent 365 Production. Novello, you know what to do. Rate. Review this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to. I much appreciate it. Share if you're friends and just keep clicking on the listen button. All right. All right, then, y'all. Until next time. Peace.